Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. May I speak with Anna?
Speaking.
Thank you. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I will vote.
Is it an almost certain, or probably, or 50-50?
100%.
So almost certain?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, what is your race?
Spanish.
Thank you. Dominican, thank you. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish?
Both.
More Spanish than English?
Both.
Both. Spanish and English equally?
Yeah.
Thank you. See, and just to make sure that we have, that we are talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
75.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, 100 a very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100, and the higher the number, the warmer you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please just let me know. The first one is Joe Biden.
Fine. 100. You said 100, right?
100. Yes. 0 to 100. Yes.
100.
Thank you. What about Phil Murphy?
100.
Stephen Fulop?
100.
Rob Menendez?
200.
We only go on to 100.
Wait, junior or senior?
Junior. Rob Menendez.
Yeah, I heard of him. 100.
And 100. What about Bob Menendez?
100.
Andy Kim?
Who?
Andy Kim?
No.
You have never heard of them or have no opinion of it?
Okay. No, never heard.
Okay, thank you. What about Tammy Murphy?
Yes.
And how do you feel from 0 to 100?
50.
50, thank you. And what about Ravi Bala?
20.
20, thank you very much. Now, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Great Spanish representative.
Great Spanish representative. Thank you very much. Now, would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
I approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, and Patricia Medina Campos, I'm sorry, that's not her name, Patricia Campos Medina, or... for whom would you vote?
Menendez,
thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Kyle Jacy, and Ravi Bala, for whom would you vote?
Menendez.
Rob Menendez, thank you. And if the in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
I'm not.
A lot?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, how closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Are you following very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Very closely.
Thank you. Now, please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Bob Menendez. Congressman Bob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Do you disagree or agree with a statement?
Disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. What about, there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Do you disagree or agree with a statement?
Disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And the next one is, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Bob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crime. Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, the son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Now, Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong, and he is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you some statements by my critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from government of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are the only public office to enrich themselves. Now, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative of our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, delivered billions in federal funding for local transit projects, helped over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortion, and bring back Donald Trump. Does the statement from critics of Congress Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right?
Bob Menendez.
And would you say it comes much closer to supporters of Rob Menendez or much more closer? Somewhat or much more close?
Much more close.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Now, supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Russ Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowlich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his record of accomplishments in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Now, does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right?
I'm doing my laundry and I have a speakerphone. So I, just in case, yeah, because I'm folding and I don't have my earpiece. So I go by the one that you said about Brian Stack, and he earned his space, you know?
Okay. Would you say it comes much more closer to the supporters or just somewhat? To your own
somewhat.
View? Somewhat. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. The first one is, the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrants and communities across the country. Does that information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you very much. The next one is, the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Knowing that information, does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is, Hoboken Mayor Robbie Bala has 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires a change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Does that information make you more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is, Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist and anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. So knowing this information, does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to vote for that candidate for Congress?
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is, Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to putting a red tape to put money in working people's pockets. his father to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two children here, and that's why Rob gets our lives the challenges we face every day and why he's ready to meet his moment. So does that information make you more, much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Much more likely. How much more we have to go?
Yes, we're still at 74%, but if the next few questions go by really quickly.
Yes.
So we still have a few more to go.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, Rob Menendez knows how. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes, now Rob Menendez knows how important our healthcare is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live with dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Does that information make it more, much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate
likely.
For Congress? Thank
much
you.
More.
And the last one for this section is a member for of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortions across the United States. So does that, knowing that information, does much more likely.
More likely.
Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Kyle Jacy, and Robbie Bala, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you. And we're already at 86%, but we need to go through a battery of questions. Now, I'm going to read you a few more statements about Ravi Bala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress. The first one is, Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's license was suspended by the New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council
to review a taxpayer.
Yes?
Do you have to, because my answer is no, not likely at all.
Not likely at all. So, because the question is, if that information makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support.
Not at all.
Thank you. Now, in a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly. So knowing that information, does it make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Much more likely.
Much less likely, or...
Much less likely.
Thank you. Now, Ravi Bala has failed and is incompetent as a mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. So just knowing this information, does it make it much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie, and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Ballas' law firm represented New Jersey's Republican when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even in business partner with the Republican state chairman.
I'm not supporting that at all. Not likely.
So much less likely to support that candidate?
No, not to support.
And so, but knowing that information, does it make you less likely to vote for that candidate for Congress?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, Ravi Bala is an unethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark's sewer system, represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme, and swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Sure. Police officers sued for irresponsibly pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result, and a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason. Knowing this, does it make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Less likely.
Much less likely?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, now after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Kyle Jacy, and Ravi Bala, for whom would you vote?
Menendez.
Thank you very much. Finally, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only.
I'm desperate. I don't want to be rude and hang up on you.
We're about to be finished. I promise you, we're about to be finished. These are the last questions. And now, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Conservative, thank you. And would you say that you are very liberal or, I'm sorry, that's not the question. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor.
Thank you. And let's see. And are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Anna.
Thank you very much. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude. So thank you very much for your participation and for your patience. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too, bye-bye.
Thank you, goodbye.